All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and welcome to Grimm's Sauna. Grimm's Uncanny Valley. It is really frickin' hot in here. It's, like, really hot. I should have probably put the AC on before I did any of this, but I said, no, I will sweat. I will sweat, and it will be painful. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started with the game. We're going to continue to the plantation raid. That night, I started raiding again. It was more or less the same as before. Just as Spoons predicted, the plantation started beefing up security. They were still no match for us. Hey boys, have you ever seen an angel?
Wow, a real angel!
Not me, you idiots. My slutty little angel friend. Dun da da dun da da da.
Ah, oh my God. Ah.
Looting the plantation mansion house was always interesting.
We're doing it again?
Well, let's go to the right wing. We're gonna look at the mantle. It's not a real deer. The owner of this place is a fraud. There's nothing there. Some Masonic bullshit. And I happen to know some Masons. I prefer the olives, personally. I don't know what that is, but she does. There's a small door here. Ureli enters the room through the small door. A chest, but it's locked. I wonder if I can find the key somewhere. Really? We found like a secret chest. Holy crap, what's in it? I don't know. We gotta find out. I'm gonna go look left again. Nope. It's a piano. And she doesn't want to play it. She said she didn't want to play it. She was not interested in it. More. Doesn't seem like we can go anywhere else. Search the right wing again? I thought maybe there might be a key. You know, I'm doing Resident Evil things here. I'm like, maybe there's like a key hidden behind the deer's head or something. It's like, you found a chest, but you can't open it. Damn my sense of wanting to get chests open that I can't open. It's like, I want to find out what it is. What could it possibly be? Okay, let's enter the room. I wonder where the mansion's occupants are. Search to the right? I don't need to do my hair. Well, okay. I don't have time to play with myself. It's already perfect. I wonder where the mansion's occupants are. There's a key here. Ureli has acquired a key. Da-na-na-na! I wonder where the mansion's occupants are. It's bringing you back into that old 90s adventure game thing where they say the same line every time you restart the scene. There's a small door here. Yureli enters the room through the small door. It's loaded with familiar-looking coins. This should make Spoons happy. Yureli found $10,000 worth of loot. During a plantation raid sometime later. What the fuck happened here? Sobbing. I didn't mean to. He was trying to take me. Gods, what have I done? Hey, are you alright there? No, stay away. The woman dashes into the forest. Hey, wait! I'm here to help you. It's going to be okay. Just come with me and I'll help you. That old fuck had it coming anyway. If you didn't kill him, I would have. The slave woman cackles. Ha ha ha! Oh, poor little slave girl needs a fucking succubus to save her. Whatever will I do? You really are dumb, Yureli. The revelation of being tricked triggers several emotions within Yureli. Embarrassment for allowing herself to fall for the classic damsel in distress trap. Anger against this foe for embarrassing her. Annoyance that this was about to become a big waste of time. Fuck off. You are staring at my ass, aren't you? Well, I mean, everybody is. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Ashmedai turns around. So you're an ass girl? I think she's an anything girl. Anything goes. I don't blame you. I've got a really nice ass. What do you want? Well, my mother sent me to kill you. Oh, really? And who is your mother again? Are you kidding me? Are you that stupid? My mother is Queen Ygritte Bat-Malat, Succubus Queen. One of the four queens of hell and a real badass, if you ask me. Interesting. Never heard of her. You've never heard of her? Oh, I get it. Touché. Enough with the small talk. I take it by your choice of wardrobe that you don't intend on fighting me. So that's how you want this to go down? I figured Mother would be more than pleased to see you brought to her on your knees. You'll find that I'm not so easily corrupted, love. We'll see about that. I'll make you come first and you'll be mine forever. Just so you know, my safe word is Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. But I don't see him, so I guess we're good. What's a safe word? Never mind. How should Yureli approach the succubus seduction battle? We're not doing the food out. Whoops. Hey, that's not fair. Where did you get the tail? I'm half demon, darling, as she technically should be also. And I don't fight fair. She doesn't fuck fair either. Yureli pushes Ashmedai and jumps back. You're quick. Yes, but I'll still last longer than you will, love. There needs to be some kind of adventurous music. Maybe that's a little too adventurous. With her natural speed, Yureli tackles Ashmedai and mounts her face. Yureli giggles. Having fun down there? This is a much better position. Yureli begins grinding her sex onto the half-demon's face. Ashmedai is forced to inhale the succubus' pheromones. You are soaking wet. Very naughty demon. Ashmedai loops her tail around Yureli's neck and flips her over. As soon as Yureli is flipped, Ashmedai latches herself onto Yureli's sensitive nipple. Simultaneously, the demon's tail penetrates Yureli. I don't know. I think the adventurous music wouldn't work in during the sex scene. I don't know. It can be adventurous. Oh, fuck. That's good. I mean, I've read Eroge with some very adventurous, hardcore music during the sex scenes. So it could happen here, too. Yureli is stimulated by both sets of organs. I'm not gonna last long like this. Feels so good. The succubus sure is. It'd probably be okay if I... Yureli. I don't know if that's supposed to be a man or a woman, but, you know. Yureli. Yureli! Oh. That's... Okay, so that was a woman. Sorry. Fuck! Snap out of it, Yureli! I've gotta get her to back off! I'll never lose to you! Will your mother accept you back once you've become my bitch? Fuck you! Pinning the succubus, Yureli grinds her sex. Hook of the leg! Clit to clit. Each can feel the other's hardened member as Yureli continues her movements. Whoops. Ashmedai moans and groans under Yureli's ministrations, sobbing in ecstasy. I can't lose to you! Yureli moves the demon's tail and stuffs it in between their sweet labia. Fuck! What are you doing to my tail? At the same time, Yureli begins to jerk the end of the tail. She's had enough experience with demons to know of this secret demon, erogenous zone, that even I apparently don't know about. What? It's like the tail? I can't lose to her. No, not my tail! Ah! No. What will Mother think of me if I fail? But Aurelia is so wonderful. Fuck, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to come! Finally, Asmodai comes, spraying up into the air and into Aurelia's face. No! Sensing the succubus' climax, Aurelia, too, yields to her own orgasm. Dun 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 dun! Well, I guess that was fun. Have a nice... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Well, I guess that was fun. Have a nice life. How could I have lost? What do I do? Her pussy was too powerful! No. I don't know. It totally made me think of a shonen moment here, like one of those classic shonen anime. Wait! Stop! Go home, kid. What did he say in Street Fighter? Go home and be a family man. I can't go home. Take me with you. I have 99 problems and I don't need a bratty, spoiled succubus on top of them. I can help you. Help me with what? She thinks quickly. Let's see. I can make really good scrambled eggs. Please? I know your sister. Aurelia stops walking away. I can help you find her. My sister is dead. How can you help me find her? Not that sister. Your older sister. What older sister? I'll tell you everything I know. Just take me with you. You're still under the influence of the corruption. You don't have to come with me. You can just walk away. I can't go back. I can't face her. Not after I failed her like this. What's your name? Succubus in disguise. Let's go, Asmodai. You'll tell me everything you know. Okay. Now we got the elf girl demon succubus. Look, the pointy ears, come on. She's part elf somewhere. That morning at camp, Aurelia introduces Asmodai. This is Asmodai. She's Ygritte's daughter and is going to tell us everything she knows about Ygritte's plans. And she's also the new party member. Asmodai, join your party. Sorry, I'm late. What did I miss? A demon! Stand back, Aurelia! I'll take care of her. Serafina, wait! I'll kill you, bitch! Let me go, spoons! Great, you've got an angel. Queen Mother, what have I gotten myself into? It's okay, Serafina, she's bound to me. That means they'll have to get along. She's not going to hurt anyone. Besides, she's only half demon. I mean, you don't have to go all doom on her. Good lord, it's not that big of a deal here. She's also half succubus like me. I don't care. She can't be trusted. Serafina, shouldn't we give her a chance to explain herself? Okay, fine. I'll listen. But angels never work with demons, especially half-demons. What does it matter if it's half demon or a whole demon? Okay, talk. What do you know? I know about Mother's, Ygritte's plans. Mother is going to use war to amass enough chaos energy for something big. See? I knew it. I was right. Also, Ygritte is your mother? That's disgusting. Ashmanai gives Seraphina a stink eye, but continues. I don't know what the ultimate plan is. She would never tell me. Enough about Ygritte. What do you know about me? I know you were one of the succubi that helped defeat the Olympians. I already know that part. Tell me about my sister. I remember when the great battle took place. Back then, my mother always referred to you and one other succubus as the Gorgons. It was a very long time ago, and I was very young. But after the assault on Olympus, you went off on your own, and she stopped referring to the both of you like that. The other succubus stayed with my mother. So how do you know she's my sister? She looks like you, for one. She's got the thick hair strands. And I remember she used to have wings, just like yours. Her name is
Theno.
Surprise, Ashmanai looks at Spoons. Yes, that's right. What, Spoons? How do you know?
I read about you while you were unconscious.
You knew about my sister? You knew who I was and didn't tell me?
I'm sorry, I was worried you...
That I'd what, Spoons? Know what the hell I am? That I'd know about the only family I might have?
I was worried you'd leave me again and go after her.
Fuck you, Spoons.
And there she goes. Oh, fuck, what have I done? Yeah, I'm gonna follow her.
It was a little too theatric in that point. I'm going too. I can't leave Eurelia alone with a demon.
What have I done?
Fuck, you are fast. If you didn't stop, I'd have never caught up. Step aside, demon. My girl needs me. Fuck you, angel. If there's one advice I have, I think the F-bomb is used a little bit too much in this, and that's for a guy that used to write some pretty crazy lyrics with a lot of F-bombs sprinkled in. It's okay to use it a couple times, but there's also... Fuck, shit, damn, ass, hell, motherfucker. You know, there's a lot of other words we can use. You know, there's a lot more. It doesn't just have to be fuck you and fuck off and fuck this. Or, you know, there's a lot of other words that can be used. I get what they're saying. And a lot of times I've noticed during the text she'll say fuck off and then something else. And it doesn't seem like it fits there. I don't know if that's just her nature, but it seems off a little bit. So I'm just kind of just judging what I'm reading here. I'm like, there's a lot of F-bombs in here that maybe don't need to be so frequent. Like, you can use the same kind of profanity, just, you know, more than fuck. It's like, it's almost like, what was that song by Limp Bizkit? Hot Dog. Where they literally said fuck 96 times. Or was that the Insane Clown Posse? I can't remember which one. Oh yeah, the song, what was it called? Fuck the World. It's like, don't bother trying to analyze these rhymes. In this song, I say fuck 93 times. Okay, I remember that. I'm going way back. I'm so sorry, Eurelia. I mean, look, guys, I was around during the time of fuck music, where they just decided, hey, let's use fuck as many times as we possibly can. Because at the same time, there was actually, now, some of you guys probably don't even realize this was a thing, but Eminem and Kid Rock had a song called Fuck Off, and it was only on the unedited version of Devil Without a Cause. And it is a very vulgar song. And they tried to be as vulgar as humanly possible in it. So, yeah. I get it. Of course, Dope, Die Motherfucker Die. That's still a good song, by the way. It is. But alright. Just saying. It's a little bit too much. I think if, you know, some of these games, I think he's bringing one of these to Steam, like the RPG to Steam. Like, that's the one. You might want to calm down a little on the F-bombs, because people in the Steam forums are going to be like, there's a lot of F-bombs in this game. And yeah, it may sound like not such of a big deal, but later on, you're like, oh shit, I didn't even realize it. Because a lot of people would be like, you know, fuck here, fuck there. I grew up with all that. But at the same time, some of these people would be like, oh, why does there fuck so many times? You know, you have no idea who your audience is sometimes. And yeah, it's an erotic game. You figure people wouldn't be that upset about it, but they do get that way. So this game has sex with a demon, an angel, and all that other stuff, but boy, does it have a lot of F-bombs. that's what I can see them say. Alright, so, I'm so sorry, can we talk? I don't know. I'm so sorry, Ureli. Spoon should have never lied to you. Fuck spoons. Now, that was fair. She's still very upset at him, and I can understand that. That does work. Or you could call him an asshole. You know, you can use that one. You say, you're an asshole. So that's one you can use. Ashmedai, tell me how to find my sister. That's the tricky part. It's far more likely she'll find us. What do you mean, she'll find us? The thing is, Thena was never a very good succubus. She was too cold and somber, but she was great at killing. Thus my mother made Thena into a personal assassin. After I failed to eliminate you, it's likely she'll keep sending more skilled assassins after you. And eventually, she'll send her. What about the curse? What curse? Ygritte cursed me with apathy. Oh, I don't know anything about that. Fuck! I mean, I don't know about the curse on you. She could say shit there. I mean, it'd just be a little difference. You know, just a change from fuck. That reminds me of the Adam Sandler record. Where they explain all the different uses of fuck and how it's one of the most versatile words in the English language. I mean, I don't know about the curse on you, but I know how to break curses in general. You do? It's rather easy, actually. It's all about energy. If the curse took one form of energy to create it, it'll take two to break it. Same with complex curses. Two to make, three to break. An apathy curse would require two forms, say chaos energy and lust energy. So you just need those two, plus heaven fire energy to break it. I know how to use heaven fire! I bet you do, fuck doll. That's warranted. I can use lust energy, but I can only barely use chaos energy. How do you not know how to use chaos energy? You're half demon. Using chaos energy should come naturally. I prefer to use lust energy. It's for personal reasons. You are going to learn to use it. You are going with me to China. Wow, going to China. You are going to help me break the curse. China? Why the fuck are we going to China? Welcome to China. It's where her younger self is. Now, the dev has told me that he basically got a bunch of live VA to do the Chinese sections. So I'll actually be leaving the VA on because they're all going to be live voice actors. So that will be very cool. And I will make sure to let you guys know that it's live VA because I think you guys do want to hear that. He said that a lot of the rest of it uses the AI voices, but in that one, he managed to get all live VAs, and he's very proud of that scene, so we do want to show that one off. Younger self? What the fuck? I'm confused. It's really easy, even for a demon. This Ureli here is from the future. Young Ureli from the past, excuse me, the past. Young Ureli from the present is in China. I am not affected by the curse anymore, but I need to break the curse on my younger self. How did you break your own curse and not know how to break curses? Breaking your own curse would require mastery over all three energy forms, and no one can hold three forms. If that's true, that means the energy I got from the entity must have been a combination of all three. The entity. I don't even understand that part. Excuse me. I don't even understand this part. Ureli sighs. It's a long story, and I'm tired. Let's sleep. But Ureli, if we go to China, does that mean we're abandoning our quest here? We are not abandoning anything. Au contraire, mon amour. We are accelerating our plans. Okay, who is touching my butt? Goddess, is that a tail? Filthy demon! She'll live. The camp, outside of Townsville. Later that day. Hey, Echo. Ureli, I'm sorry about what happened earlier. It wasn't right for Spoons to withhold that information from you. I'm over that. Ureli hesitates for a slight moment. Got things to do, you know? There's no easy way to do this, so I'll just say it. I'm going west. I'm going to get a boat and sail to China to gather silk. I think that makes sense. It's part of Spoons' plan. I'm sure you'll be fine without me. You've been doing raids without me for some time. I'll leave you my rifle. You'll kick ass with that thing. Yes, the security at the plantations has grown, but our numbers have grown as well. Before you go, I have something for you. It's cola. This is amazing. I've never seen one before, but it looks almost like a cocoa pod. A cacao pod. I can't remember. It's what they make coffee from, and chocolate. Hey guys, what you got there? Serafina quickly snatches up the cola from Ureli. Looks interesting. Can I eat it? You open it and eat the nuts inside. Don't eat them all. I need some for a drink I'm going to make. Is it delicious? No, but it keeps you awake. Before Echo can reply, Serafina stuffs the nut into her mouth. Yeah, tastes bitter. Coffee is bitter, but it's good. As far as, you know, keeping you awake. I don't know, I've got a special coffee that's got mixed with chocolate. It's an organic coffee that's mixed with chocolate. And it tastes pretty good. You know, I don't have to put any creamer or anything like that in it. It was a small bag, and you don't have to make a whole lot of it. So, I mean, it's lasted a good little while. I think I paid $5 for the bag. And it's lasted a couple of weeks now. So, I mean, you don't have to, again, you don't need a whole lot of it. But it's good coffee. I only have one cup of coffee a day, guys, and I actually don't drink any caffeine beyond that. I used to drink caffeine like it was going out of style, but I've stopped. We don't eat them for their taste. We eat them for the energy they give. With her mouth full. Energy, huh? Wait, I think I feel something. Uh-oh, here come the coffee jitters. I don't think it takes effect that quickly, Serafina. I beg to differ. I feel like I could fly to the moon. Maybe I'll try. Thanks for the nuts. Ureli laughs. Silly angel. Thank you, Echo. It really means a lot. Offer him a reward or don't offer a reward? Well, we've already had sex, so, you know, we might as well have more sex. I think you deserve a reward for this. Meet me down by the river in an hour. My pleasure, my lady. Hey, Serafina. Hey, Ureli. Those nuts are awesome. Want to see me do a handstand? Okay. Well, what do you think? I really like your handstand. Could I talk with you for a moment? Sure, just let me get down. What do you require? I just want you to know that I really appreciate your help. But I'll say this again, you don't have to help me. I know I don't, but I want to. And not because I believe in what you're doing. I do, but it's more than that. There's more? Yes, like all great RPGs, we're all gathering together to eventually fight God. Because that's pretty much how every RPG ever ends. That's the final boss of every RPG ever. There was a meme, it was like, your first quest, save this cat. Final quest, defeat God. And it's really true for a lot of these RPGs. I play so many RPGs. And I plan on playing some more. You know, they just take a lot longer than some of the games we play on the channel. I see how lost you feel. Not knowing who you are or where you came from. I too have felt that way. Go on. The truth is, I didn't just come here from the plane of heaven just to stop you. I have been planning it for a while. You see, I also don't know where I come from. My mother, she disappeared right after the assault on Olympus. I was just a baby, so I never knew her. I asked my fellow angels to help me search for her, but they refused. Okay, so I'm very confused here. So we have the Olympian gods and all this stuff, and now we're talking about heaven and the Olympians together. Like, I'm getting really confused because, you know, you had your Greek pantheon, and then you have the Judeo-Christian pantheon and all that. Well, they're not really. I guess Father, Son, Holy Spirit, something like that, yeah. And Mother Mary, of course, Catholics. So, I don't know. There's a lot. Well, also you have the angels, the different angels. Anyway, I asked my fellow angels to help me search for her, but they refused. I was so frustrated. But there was nothing I could do. It takes a lot of energy to go from one plane to another. And without other angels to help me, there's no way I could do it on my own. Eventually, when the dead started piling up at your hand, I had to take advantage. I convinced them to let me stop you. They agreed and helped me to pass over into this plane. My plan was to defeat you and then find my mother, if she's still alive. But when you defeated me so easily, I realized I needed to learn a lot more about this world, if I am to be successful navigating it and finding my mother. So I agreed to help you and learn from you. Serafina, I had no idea. I am only in this time for a short time. But if I am able to stop this war, I swear I'll do all I can, to help you find your mother. You will? That's very good news. Now I promised Echo a reward, and seeing how you are so eager to learn from me, do you want me to teach you how to use lust energy? I don't know. Can angels use lust energy? I don't know. I don't think God'd be too happy with that.
What are you doing, huh?
Hell if I know. But even if they can't, it'll still be fun. Okay, I'll do it. Great. We'll go down to the river. But first I must talk to some of the others. Boy, everybody's going down to the river. There's a lot going on in this river. We leave tomorrow. One more. Asmodai, you changed your hair. Yes, I felt like beings from an alternative universe demanded this hairstyle. Oh, maybe the patron people. The fuck? Never mind. We ready to leave this dump yet? I actually liked her old style. But that's fine. I don't want people throwing spears at me. You know. Tomorrow, how's your chaos energy practice coming? Not well. There's very little chaos happening in this damn camp, so I don't have much energy to work with. Can't you just think mean thoughts like we think dirty thoughts to slowly build our lust energy? I guess. I didn't come to talk about that, though. I want to know more about my sister. Do you really think she'll come after us? Yes, and she'll probably kill you. I'm not so easily killed. Maybe, but she's really good at it. Okay, so... Let me take that off. I guess she does look okay with that hair. I'm thinking about it. I mean, I really like the original, but, you know, I'm not gonna be too picky. She uses it to enhance her strength and reflexes. She might be as fast as you. Your best bet is to let me take you in. I can make sure you are treated justly. Hard pass. Come on, Yureli. This quest of yours is doomed. Whatever your quest even is. I'm going to stop the war by stopping slavery. Ashmedai laughs. Are you kidding? My mother's working to start a war. You can stop slavery and she'll still find a way to start a war. She's been in the war business for a very long time. That's what she does. She's smarter than you and that Forks fellow. His name is Spoons. Whatever. This quest is folly and we should give up. I'm not giving up. The vision said I had to save her. This is the only way. Ashmedai grunts in frustration. Fine. I don't know what vision you're talking about, but I'll stick around with you for now and help you lift the curse. But if Thanos shows up, I'm out. And don't expect me to help out with your quest. It's folly. I'm just here because I can't really decide which is worse, facing my mother or Thanos. This revelation was no lie. Ashmedai had lived her entire life under her mother's guidance. She had never had to make difficult choices before. She just had to follow orders. Life was simple and rewarding under her mother. Yet at the same time, she also had never failed her. The image she had created for herself depended on her being the perfect daughter. Fine, just help me lift the curse on young Yureli. I won't ask anything else. Okay, you can talk to Pamela or talk to Spoons. We'll talk to Pamela. Oh, I forgot about her. Hey, Pamela, got a moment? So you're leaving us, huh? I have to go. We need the silk and... Just go, then. We don't need you. You'll just fuck up anyway, and someone will die. Wait, that's not fair. I... Just go. Goddess, why did I just say that? Pamela had mixed feelings. She didn't want Yureli to go, but she had succumbed to her anger. She knew it was wrong, but deep down she still blamed Yureli for her husband's death. I miss him so much. I know it's not her fault, but her decisions. She's deciding to leave us when we need her the most. Fuck that. I'm not going to let someone else's decisions rule mine. I'll never submit to anyone again, no matter how powerful. I'd rather die. Spoons. Yureli, listen, I'm really... Can it, Spoons? We're leaving at dawn. We are going to San Francisco.
We are?
And then China to get the silk. I'll need the money we plundered from the plantations to buy passage and the silk.
We've already used that money for Bunsen's lab in Townsville, but I have a plan for you to get more than enough.
I'm listening.
According to Wikipedia, there's a large silver deposit in the Mexican territory. It's a place called the Comstock Lode on the eastern slope of Mount Davidson. It shouldn't be too far out of the way from the route to San Francisco. Sarcastically. Great, now we have to dig. Draw me up a map. They've already found gold in that area. Silver won't be discovered until probably next year. You should be able to hire people there to help get the silver out. I'll work through the night to make sure you have all the details. If you manage to find more silver than you need, please try to send some back. There's a good chance we'll need it here while you're away. Fine. Awkward silence. Are you going to tell me who I am now? Of course. I'll tell you everything I know. Spoons takes a deep breath. Ygritte is right. You are not a true succubus. You were born the second of three sisters to the sea goddess Seto and her Isceto and her brother Phorcys. You are a third generation primordial deity.
Well, I kind of thought she was.
I'm a goddess? Third generation? That would make me older than human history. Fuck off. My parents, are they still alive? The record is unclear. As you know, many of the primordial deities were hunted and killed by the Olympians. The Olympians hunted, killed, and harvested them for their energy, which they used to divide the primal plane into heaven, hell, and the mortal planes. Yes, I know this part. I know of Seto. I don't remember ever meeting her, but I know she dwells in the deep waters of this world. Tell me about my sisters. You know of Steno from Ashmedai. Your other sister is Medusa. Was Medusa. The three of you were inseparable. You were known as the Gorgon Sisters. Your record goes almost silent after Medusa's death. Who killed her? Which Olympian do I have to murder? Perseus. Well, yeah. She was killed by an angel demigod known as Perseus. Fucker. If Perseus is still alive, he's history. After Medusa's death, there was only a few mentions of Gorgons. Several myths suggest that Gorgons were protectors, especially to the helpless or disparaged. The symbol of the Gorgon became one of protection. They even made coinage in some locales with the Gorgon symbol bust on the coin. Many ancient homes were found to have had the Gorgon symbol at the doorway, warning would-be evildoers away. Spoons pauses for a moment. That's all I know. That's a lot to take in. I don't remember most of that. I remember the coins, though. I remember going out at night to feed. Sometimes I would see some bastard taking advantage of a woman. I made quick work of men like that. But I stopped intervening after a while. I just didn't care to do anything about it. I felt nothing when I'd see a woman treated badly or even raped. Instead, I reveled in the lust energy from the dead. The deed. Not the dead. Euraeli hesitates. I feel like throwing up. How could I have been so cold? The curse of apathy. Ygritte, I swear I'll make her pay for what she did to me. Euraeli, it's what she's still doing to your sister, Steno. Ugh. Euraeli feels a nearly overwhelming frustration. The need for revenge against Perseus. Against Ygritte, who deceived and cursed her and her sister. The need to reunite with Steno, still living a faux life under the yoke of the Succubus Queen. To expose Ygritte's lies. To finish her quest. To end slavery. To stop the war. To save Elena. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck! I'm only here for at most 1.5 more years. I don't know if I can still help any of this when I return to the future. How the fuck am I supposed to expose Egret, help my sister, and save Elena? One. What? Spoons lifts his head and meets eyes with Ureli. One. One step at a time. Ureli ponders the phrase. You're right. I came here to save Elena. That's what the vision told me to do. I have to trust my instincts. Ureli straightens up and removes the appearance of emotion. Have the information ready in the morning. I'll be back in about 6 months. Okay. We're going to end it right here before we go to the river. Alright, guys. So, this will be the Grim Lord. And, of course, we'll see you next time with more of Ureli's Gambit on Grimm's Uncanny Sauna. I'm out.